Kwazi, Buriya Zimbabwe, ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe, muhle mthwakazo muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2019. Mthwakazo muhle, Muriya Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, welcome, Zimbabwe, muhle mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove, aka Big Mike. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 26th of November 2019. Tonight on The Connection, tukubata nyaya inenge ya shungurudza vanhukadzi worldwide, pasi rose, abantu abesifazana. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign that kicked off worldwide yesterday. Zimbabwe joins the rest of the world in celebrating the campaign, which according to the United Nations was started in 1991 by activists of the inaugural Women's Global Leadership Institute. Now, the campaign itself was used as an organizing strategy by organizations that come from different parts of the world as a tool to call for the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. Now, to understand the seriousness and the depth of this issue, not just worldwide, but if we zone down to Zimbabwe as a nation, I decided, you know what, it's necessary for me to do a little research, only to find out that according to the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, one in every three Zimbabwean women aged 15 to 49 in Zimbabwe have experienced physical violence. I repeat, one in every three women in Zimbabwe aged 15 to 49 in Zimbabwe have experienced physical violence. One in every four women have experienced sexual violence since the age of 15. Bear in mind, women in Zimbabwe generate the majority of the population of the country, approximately 52%, if not more. In fact, there are several incidences within the past 2 years that have happened in Zimbabwe that have occurred in the public eye or that the public know about. The first one that we're about to highlight to you is one that of famous comedian Samantha Correa. Most of you know her as Gonyet, who was abducted and beaten early on this year for her skits, her work that is known to criticize government. Let's take a look.
They dragged me out of the car and made me to sit in the water, was swimming water. I started saying, you're mocking the government, you're too young to mock the government. Your clips, you're mocking the government. So they started beating me. I was told to roll in the water. I was forced to drink sewage. I'm in pain. Yeah, I'm in pain. But I'm getting better. I'm getting medication. I had X-rays, they are normal, no fractures. So, but I'm in pain. Yeah. We are in danger. We are in danger. Because I can imagine six strong armed men coming for just one comedian. I see Nakana Futi Kanachi, a lady for that matter. And it makes things worse. It's not. We are in danger.
Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Samantha Correa, aka Gonyet, who was explaining her ordeal that she went through in August, not so long ago. Now, she was giving us an account of her experiences whereby, like I mentioned earlier on, she was abducted and she was beaten. Now, throughout this program, Zimbabwe Muhle, we're going to be playing other videos whereby other women are going to be giving their ordeals, explaining what exactly happened to them as we discuss and tackle the campaign itself of 16 days of gender-based violence. Now, as we move on with our program tonight, Mthakazo Muhle, I'm looking to hear from you, abalaleli bethu, our loyal listeners. So if you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. WhatsApp, +12024650318. You can call us live on air on +12024690077. Now, Mthakazo Muhle, for our radio listeners, we're also broadcasting live as we speak on 909 medium wave frequency 4930 15460 13860 kHz go shortwave. On the internet, for our internet lovers, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course www.voandevelet.com. So ngenani kuhlelo Mthakazo Muhle, phinda imchirongwa no wandu wenyu tinzo ma undrenyu nyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection muineni maikove.
Hey ta, online, Davico, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utshawara neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Imali yekolo ingoma yeka DJ Skyvert. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese ari kupinda muchirongwa. Nyaya tinayo nasi muchirongwa tukubata nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Ndikutoona kuti vanhu vototanga kupinda muchirongwa. Kulosinini kupe uti watching you live from Johannesburg Midrand. How's Johannesburg? Uvusimuzi Ndlovu uti Big Mike labalaleli. Hello, Brand Ndlovu uzikipan. Christopher Gumbo ari kuti mukoma Mike. Aiwa, mukoma Christopher zviri kuhamba here. Grant Elisha arikuti Hanzi watching you live from Dambwe for Kaugule Wamkulu in Lilongwe Malawi. Ingwa trikwese. Robert arikuti hi Big Mike irikubvuma kuno ku Pretoria kuriseko ku Pretoria uko. Philip arikuti watching you from Midlands kuriseko ku Midlands. Freeman Singani arikuti tirikubatai zvakanaka pa Monash University Johannesburg ku South Africa. Mgoma ndiko kwandakadzidza neniwo. Aiwa tinofara kuona kuti navo vechidiki varipo pachirongwa. Prince Mchenja to watching you live from Mozambique. Hanzi aiwa zviri kuhamba here ku Mozambique. Stuart Mapisa to Big Mike, how are you? Mkoma Stuart ndiri bo. Aiwa tinenge tiri kwese. Genevia Makuwaza ari kuti hi Big Mike, we're watching you from Western Cape, South Africa. Kuriseko ku Western Cape. And then Chauke Mlilo is saying watching you from Cape Town in the house. Dumelang tate Leison Botswana Gaborone okay tate Leison naketeng. Nyaya tinayo mgango, nasi mchirongwa Zimbabwe Muhle, nasi tirikubata nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Asiboneni kuti abantu vatine makhasini etu, ku VOA Ndebele uti, uvusi Mpofu uti, Mike, how are you doing, bra? I'm good. I ekes baye khuye, ndribo, I am happy, ngishap, bravusi. Prince Mpofu uti, upriska Mpofu, ngiyaxolisa Mpofu, uti, good evening, watching you from Johannesburg, kunjani eGoli, uMakhumalo la ukhona ehlelweni. Uti hello everyone, Makhumalo unjani, uthabisani Ncube ukhona laye ehlelweni, uti lishona njani, ayi thina siphilile Ncube unjani. So udabule khona ekutwini namhla uhlelo Mthakazo Muhle Zimbabwe Omuhle, we're discussing nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Now early on I was giving a little some fun facts about the topic. Now let me give you more facts as we await my guests to join me. Early on I mentioned kuti 52% 40% of the population in Munyika is Vanukazi. This formulates over 7 million people who are affected by gender-based violence in the country. The theme of this year's campaign is Orange the World, Generation Equality Stands Against Rape. Now, as we progress through the program, you're going to understand more as we unpack this theme. Now, according to the Zimbabwe Demography and Health Survey, one in every four women, because this is a serious thing, one in every four women in Zimbabwe experience sexual violence, njalo, one in every three women who are aged 15 to 49 have experienced physical violence since the age 15. Now, asizweni ukuthi guest wami oqalayo ongenayo kuhlelo yena uthini Phachirongwa thabathathu papinda Sithabile Dewa yena dear guest wangu wokuthanga ari kupinda mchirongwa. Sithabile, welcome to the program. Sis, how are you doing?
Thank you. How are you, Zimbabwe?
We're great. We're great. How are you feeling today?
No, I'm all right.
Now, Nyayatnayo Nasim Gango Stabile, we're discussing the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. This seems to be a big deal worldwide. The United Nations has made sure that the world understands the depth of it. Early on, I was giving people some figures of how serious it is in Zimbabwe. But I'd like to hear from you, the ladies themselves, what it means, what this campaign means, and how serious the issue is. Could you break that down for us?
Okay, thank you. This year, 16 days of activism against gender-based violence has been commemorated under the theme generation equality, hashtag not to rape. It's zeroing in on cases of rape against women and girls in the world, and it comes at an opportune time in Zimbabwe where we are receiving very alarming cases of women and girls who are being raped on a daily basis every hour, something that is very unfortunate. And it also comes at a time when we experienced very traumatic experiences in the country in January 2019, where we had women, close to 20 women, who were raped by members of the army during the January protest. Mm-hmm. So it is an opportunity to remind the government that we are still clamoring for justice for the women who were raped, to say the time is nigh for the government to bring to book the perpetrators of such heinous acts in Zimbabwe, because such acts of sexual violence against women has no room in a modern Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stabile, as we progress with the discussion, you mentioned incidences that happened in January, and there are other incidences. Early on, we played a video of Gonyet, who also went through her ordeal. Is anything being done to address some of these instances?
Yeah, there are efforts that are being done, of course, by civil society, by the church, by the police themselves, but I believe that more needs to be done. It is not the responsibility of the police only to bring these perpetrators to book, but it is the responsibility of every Zimbabwean to make sure that we create an environment that is safe for each and everyone to feel comfortable in. And it is very sad that I think one of the reasons why we are in those situation is has also to do with the economic condition that we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. Girls are being forced into relationships that under normal circumstances they wouldn't agree to. They are being forced because of circumstances. They need to bring food on the table. Sometimes women, they have to sell their bodies, and at the end of the day, sometimes they are raped by men who do not even pay for the services. And we have received cases of women who are being raped while waking up in the wee of the morning trying to go and fetch water in urban areas, something that is really unheard of in the history of Zimbabwe, to record cases of women and girls being sexually violated because they are looking for water. So I feel more really needs to be done, especially by the police, by men and boys. We need to continue raising awareness amongst communities that we need to respect women, we need to respect girls, and perpetrators really have to be brought to justice. And I, for one, would want to recommend a mandatory sentence for people who sexually abuse others, because I think it will act as a deterrent toward the offenders.
Mm-hmm. stabile regani bata pamromo nitange ndatora muterere ndodzoka ndaudzwa kuti ungori nesu for 15 minutes saka regai ndikurumidza ndotora muterere ndodzoka kwauri handisi.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Stabile Dewa. Yena, she is the director of WALP. Asizweni kuti umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo mthere aripinda pachirongwa ndiani aripo parinare. Kola kola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa aripo parinare ndiani.
Trainos.
Mkoma Trainos zviri kuhamba?
Zviri kuhamba muri pei?
Aiwa tribo muri kutifondera muri kupi?
Ndifona ndiri kugokwe.
Kuri seko gokwe mgoma?
Gokwe kuna haiku redi zako.
Tuzeo maonrenyu mkoma Trainos pamsoro penya yatinayo nasi mchirongwa wano kazi. Waru kutu aiwa taneta taneta. Nguwa yeshika yukutu munu wese a respect kwa zero zao.
Wanu waneta wakazi wano ngushunguruz kwa nangu pakaita zima demonstration zye nangu atikara ngoro wa zipani umangaro wakabunika gumbo. Saka unotoshaya kuti zvotaura nehurumende zvine zvaiitika zvacho zvakatosiyana apanenge aiti vanhu vanofanira kuti vakadzi vasingashungurudzwe but zvinoitika zvacho nezvino nezvechitaura nehurumende nezvichiita paground zvakatosiyana zvisingamboiti.
Zvino mukoma Trainos, imi sevanhurume, what are you doing kuitira kuti mubatsirewo vanhukadzi sezvo navo vari kurwa vachiti aiwa kodzero dzavo dziri kumbunyikidzwa kazhinji nevanhurume?
Ya, tumboedza zvinezvine zvima club zvatiri tichiita tichimboedza vanhu vachitaura vachionesana saka toita sei saka zvizhinji zvacho kune vamwe vatichitomboudzawo tichiedza kubatsirana kuti tingaite sei kuti kodzero dzevanhu dzigadziriswe zvakanaka dzivhenekedzwe.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Trainos, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma handiti kandai mazwenyu kupedzira.
Maita basa, ndinotenda zvikuru, murambe muchibatawo.
Aiwa tinotenda. All right, Mtsvakazo Muhle, that was a umnumzana uTrainos use gokwe yena uti hai kuqakathekile ngempela uthi even amadoda labo kuthiwa hai ngempela you must fight alongside abantu abesifazane ukuze amalungelo abo ahlonitshwe. Lithini ngodaba lukhona ekutwini izulukandaba? Ngenani kuhlelo +12024650318 kuWhatsApp +12026192077 ukuze lingene lani lingangixhuma ecincweni. Let's go back to uStabile sizwe ukuthi uStabile yena uthini. Stabile, are you still on the line? Tombo taura nerurimi rwaamai. Mamuchitsanangura muchiti nyaya yemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika ndichowo chimwe chiri kuita kuti kodzero dzevanhukadzi uyezve dzevasikana dzimbunyikidzwe munyika. Ndandikumbirawo kuti muendere mberi muchitsanangura zvinji.
Izvozvo chaizvo mukatari seizvozvo munyika muna magesi, munyika muna mvura, munyika muna mari, munyika hamuna chamuna chikafu chaicho chaicho. Mukatarisa mananzi apfuura, kune makesi dzakatobva even kumayunivhesitis chaiko chaiko ekuti vasikana vari kumbunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo vachinzi ndakuigira mvura torara tese. Zvino zvinhu zvisingafanange zvichiitika munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. And pamwe pacho mukatotarisa even vakadzi vaivaya vatinoti masex workers pachirungu, vamwe vacho vari kutorepwa nevarume bhosi. Varume vacho vamwe havachakwanisi kuafodha kubhadhara vakadzi ava, but havatauri chokwadi kuti havana mari. Vanozoti kana vapedza votoita bhaiginya, vozoti mari yacho hatina. Zvakare izvozvo zvokumbunyikidzwa kwemarights evanhu. Saka inini ndinobhelivha kuti dai situation yemuzimbabwe yange ikanaka, munhu wemunhu achizvishandira uchitokashandawo mari yawapuwa inokwana, ndaifunga kuti zvaitobatsira in terms of kuredusa macases violence against women, sexual violence against women. Totarisa zvakare nyaya dzemamarital rape, izvo zvokuti vakadzi vari kurepwa mumamarriages mavo, mekuti because kurara vese murelationship zvinenge zvichida consent, mese muchibvumirana kuti zvatichida kuita, but nenyaya yekuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba, vanhu vanenge vane stress. There are a lot of issues dziri kuitika nyaya dzemental health chaidzo chaidzo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvinozopesa zvoti vanhu vakumbunikidzana, pamwe pacho unenge usiriwo mumudzi but unongopesera wakutopostwawo. And ndambotaura futi nyaya yepolitical violence chaidzo chaidzo, because tiyoti kana ichitaura nyaya dzegender based violence, tinokanganwa violence iri kuitirwa ma female political activists in a human rights defenders. Iyo itoriyo futhi violence yatinoto condemna yekuti kana vanhu vachida kuexercise ma rights avo as enshrined by the constitution vanopinda vachirohwa vachityorwa makumba kubvira muna 2008 kune madzimai akarepwa nemabhodha gezi vamwe vachinzwa vakarepwa nemasoja but up until now hapana kana munhu akambosungwa vanhu vane vana vemusango vamwe vakazodzwa zvirwere but hapana munhu akambosungwa nenyedzi matongerwo enyika totarisa muna January 2019 kune vakadzwa ndosvika 1920 vakarepwa zvakare kunyanya muHarare kune masoja but hapana kana munhu wanhu akambosungwa saka isusu sevaupi zvinotinetsa bo zvinotadzisa madzimai kupinda mune nyaya dzematongerwo enyika mukatarisa mastatistics edu muzimbabwe madzimai ari kupinda mapositions of authority vashomanana vari kutadziswa nenyaya dzekuti vanhu vakada kuenda kumapolitical parties kwavo kumarali vamhanyiswa vakada kuenda kunomacha mutauni varirohwa vatyorwa makumbo zvinhu zvisingatarisi kunge zvichiitika pamutemo.
Mm-hmm. Now ndambobvunzawo umwe mutereri vatrainos vambopindawo nawo ndachida kuhwisisa saka I'm hoping you can also break it down a little further. How important is it for men to work alongside women on an issue like this? Vari kubatsira here varume munyika yakafanana neZimbabwe?
If we raise awareness amongst women only, women and girls, we are talking to ourselves. We need them to bring the perpetrators and potential perpetrators and what we call male champions for gender equality. Once we face the importance of respecting each other, of respecting my women's rights, both Jinotangira at the lowest level, chaiko, even kuchikoro, chaiko. Right now, as well, Kitantini program, my Santina Yokunyanga, Nikon Tata Nyazuro. Nanhasi tichiengeja vana vakomana kubvira kuprimary school yatinoti issue socialization yaya tikakudza vakomana vana vedu vasingarespekti madzimai ndopazvinotangira ipapo vachifugura vana vasikana hembe ndopazvinotangira kakusarespekta mudzimai munhu anofanira kungoziva kuti kana munhu ati no no means no. So kutoraise awareness more kuvarume vanzwisise kuti mudzimai mwiri wake ndewake and zvakakosha kumurespekta and unofanira kusika consent kuti ndozvandinoda kuita munhu obvuma kana kuti oramba haufanira kuzviforceredza pamunhu kana asingadi zvafanana nemakesi dzekunzi ana baba vanobata vana vane ma2 years zvibharo chiichochocho. So we need to raise awareness even mumachurches chaimo chaimo ndopuva mungatarisa machurches akawanda kumapostori kunobva makeses akawanda evana vari kubatwa chibharo nevabereki vavo kana kuti nemaguidance avo. So it is really important to bring men on board and understand the implications because it's not only about raping a person and it ends there. It is about the psychological and mental problems that then come after the act that then affect the girl child or the women. We have had so many cases of women and girls committing suicide because of such unfortunate incidences. So it's really important that we start with one man at a time. We talk even kudzimba kwatinogara kuma churches kuzvikoro mumabhazi let's speak against gender-based violence, especially this year to concentrate on the ills of rape in our communities.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Erica, and it's all warm territory, then don't talk about Mirandis.
Okay.
All right, so ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo ndikuzwa ukuthi nemumwe mthereri ari kupinda mchirongwa eva innocent mkoma innocent zviri kuhamba hai wandi mkoma Mike ari pachirongwa mkoma Ivans va hai vavasipana mushe kuri seiko muri kufonda muri kupi mkoma innocent
ndiri papa South Africa pa Joburg naopina mujoburg
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekutifondera muri kusouth africa South Africa ndiyo imwe nyika yanyetsa zvikurusa panyaya iyoyo yegender based violence patove nemacases akawanda vakadzi vachichema vachiti pana nhingirikini aurawa nenyaya iyoyo yokuti haiwa pamwe akanyima umwe murume bonde pane macases akawanda apo vanhukadzi vari kuita zvokuurawa nenyaya iyoyo yegender based violence tiudzewo maondero enyu pamusoro penyaya iyoyo.
Murumuro muSouth Africa zvinonyanyoitika especially mumavakadzi vaya vanoita zvichiprostitute vayavaya ndomuva zvinonyanyoitika unongoenda nemunhu wausingazivi waungosangana naye nhasi inge zvinhu zviri risky pane munhu haungongoendi nemunhu wausingazivi tochitaka kuri kwedu kumusha kuZimbabwe ndikutora ziproblemu yotokonzereswa nehurumende yedu chaichai pakutanga bcause havasikuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu kukati ivhe makaisa vhidhiyo yemusi last week mudzimai airohwa bhutsu yoyo nemupurisa handione kuti zvinopa chiremerera kana kuti zvinovana chikora vanenge vachikura vachiona zvinhu zvakadaro zvichiitwa nehurumende saka handitarise kuti tingava nedzidzo yakanaka kuvana vedu vari kukura vechinyika
zvino imi sevanhurume pane zvamuri kuita here kuita kuti mubatsire vanhukadzi kuitira kuti kodzero dzavo dziremekedzwe
ya isusu zvedu tine magroups atinenge matiita zvebasa redu rechitruck drivers nenguva tinombotaurawo one on one tingotaurawo kuti no guys mukadzi anofanira kubatwawo zvakanaka munoona pakuti especially manetsa ano mudzimai mosvika pakuti miite zvemaoko nemukadzi mukadzi iruva rinoda kutodiridzirwa kuti riite mashizha ari green saka wana kuritambo rabazi rere rinobva raoma saka zvino zvimwe zvake tingoudzanaudzano musha mwari
saka nemaonero enyu zviri kubatsira here nekuti vakadzi vari kuendera mberi vachingochema chema mungoma
kubatsira kwazvo ndoona zvinotinetsei koma wangu ipapo zvinotinetsei kubatsira kwazvo zvinoda kutitendera nemunhu pachee zvakuna murume nemudzimai wakwavo naye kuti umubatiwo zvakanaka wozivo kuti mudzimai haasi munhu anoita zvimao zvenharo haasi munhu wenharo vadzimai ava vanhu vanyoro ive mukutaura kwavo nemukunetsana mwana ndonyarara saka unoona mukudhakwa umu especially anodhakwa vazhinji ava ndo mari vanoona maprobhemu anonyanya anonyanyira maprobhemu ekuru nokudzanyira vamadzimai saka kubatsirika kwazvo kwazvingatoita magavenmendi edu ese acho aya especially edu vekuzimbabwe ndianonyokurudzira zvangu vakakurudzirawo mapurisa even vachirova vangu varova vari varume nekuti uvaari vakadzi ava unorova paipa mukadzi pamudzimai dapo paungabate paungoti apa paungatungarove inoshaa ndepati semurume wemupurisa rakapika mukadzi rapeka hembe chena wekuyambura wekumuchikora gomboyi havidhiyo iye ndakaita sanonzwa nicherwadziwa chaizvo murume kuva munhukadzi saka zvinotinetse mukoma wangu saka ndokukumbira government magavenmendi ese amire chaizvo chaizvo panyaya iyi
haiwa
achitisapotawo noti ungotiitisuuseaumetingogavenmendi pasisa mutemo wakatosimbarara chaizvo chaizvo kuti mukadzi haashungurudzwe
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vainnocent tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma
aiwa ndotenda kana ndapinda muchirongwa
right so zuluka ndaba ndiyamuzwa umnumzana uinnocent osandiungena kuhlelo yena ukhona nge edurban uya asho ngempela uinnocent ukuthi into yokuqala ngimbuzile ngathi innocent wena njengendoda are you doing anything uze uthuthukise abantu abesifazana around you uba uzame labo lawe ukubavikela ukuze kuhlonitshwe ilungelo labo yena uinnocent wathi ngempela bona njengama-truck drivers bayenza ama-groups abo bayaxoxisana njengamadoda and they're figuring out ways ukuze babone ngani abantu abesifazana ilungelo labo selingahlonitshwa Let's go back to Stabile Dewa Siqede lo Stabile bese sithatha umunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo. Stabile uchilupho banare. Mzare Dewa uchilupho banare.
Yes.
Okay, now let me wrap up with you and then move over to the next guest since you said you only had a limited amount of time. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, I know that you mainly focus on the activist world and the political world. Some people have tried to, push for women to be more involved in politics as a means towards, curbing gender-based violence. Is that a way? Are they not other ways? Because there also are other women who are not interested in politics.
Yeah, I think that would help because naturally women tend to have solutions to the problems that bedevil them more than anyone else. For example, in Zimbabwe, we are trying to push a civil society to have a sexual harassment act put in place. We have engaged several female MPs to make them understand why it is important to have that act put in place. If you remember what transpired sometime early this year, where we had members of parliament, I remember there was Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, Honorable Linetti Kareni, who were harassed, beaten in parliament by the police and fellow men. That is unacceptable. If something like that is happening at the highest institution of policy making at parliament, what then will happen to women in the rural areas, to women in the ghetto? So if I believe that if you have more women in leadership, they tend to push for gender-sensitive policies that will then help to deal with some of this culture. Because I think sometimes it's very difficult to knock sense on the mind of a man to say, this is really important to put mechanisms to stop gender-based violence in Zimbabwe. But most of the men, those of the leaders, they're actually perpetrators in their own right, either at family level or even at political party level. So I really believe that we need to get more women to raise awareness and sensitization within the communities, within the political parties, and have more champions for gender equality. That way it will help, and also punitive measures when it comes to perpetrators. Because if those people are taken away from our communities, the place will actually become a better place for everyone. Because as it is, it's really getting out of hand.
I want to tell us, Kurusa, thank you so much for making time to join us tonight. Alright, Zulu Gandaba, that was Tabile Tewa yena. Uyakhuthaza abantu abesifazana abasakhulayo ukuthi ngenani kwezombusazwe ngenxa yokuthi yena ubona ngani women can answer the questions as to what women need. Lina lithini ngodaba lukhona ekudwini? Bhalani imibono yenu kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele kuFacebook. Lilakho njalo ukubhala inombolo zocingo. We will call you. Ngibona ukuthi kulo mnumzana uLucas Dube yena usebhalula inombolo, sizama ukuthinta singathola ithuba. Kukhona njalo uVusi Mpofu laye usanda ukubhala inombolo yakhe, sizakuthinta singathola ithuba. Kodwa let's move over to my second guest ongenayo kuhlelo, uNkosazana Sally Mlambo. Nkosazana Mlambo, unjani sisi wami, unjani?
Ngiyaphila, unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Injani impilo?
Hayi, impilo right.
Vele sesinesikhathi eside singakaxoxi.
Yeah, hayi, amalanga sengathi semaningi
nje. Nantu udaba lukhona egudwini, Sally. The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. I guess my first question to you is, how serious is it nxa sisikhangela ilizwe elifana leZimbabwe? Even extending to further than Zimbabwe, but nxa sisikhangela ilizwe kazi eAfrika.
You know, in indaba lezi gender violence, Africa sikhanya ingathi silokhu sibuyela emuva. Whereby uyabucabangela ukuthi kumele kube lokuthiyana ngokuhamba kwamalanga, ngithi uyabucabangela ukuthi abantu babe sebefunde okuningi, sebezwisise okuningi. Kodwa ngaleso sikhathi ma sikukhangele thina sibona ingathi sokusiba worse. Okuthi ngezinye izikhathi you ask yourself ukuthi are we making any progress on issues as a gender violence, or we are not. But mina ngombono wami, because of our situations akhona eAfrika, so ungathi vele sidinga ndawenye vele, akukhanya ukuthi and akucaci ukuthi siyanga.
Sike sazwa usezwa uNkosazana Stabile Dewa yena ube khona kuhlelo. She touched on the role that the economic situation is playing in the country. Wena ukubona njani lokho?
The economy has, you know, it has played a very pivotal role. Ngoba abantu abaningi, especially abafazi, if you look at it, when things go wrong a lot in terms of the economic situation, the people who bear the brunt of whatever is going on, ngabo mama lamankazana, nxa sesikhuluma eqinisweni. Nxa abantwana bengadlanga, umuntu ohlukumezwa kakhulu ngakhonokho ngumama. So uyabona ukuthi yazi ngomumo walapha omama yibo abasebethwele nzima, omama yibo abasebezama ukuthi behlanganise kakhulu. Silabo mama omazakhela, silabo mama abafelokazi, silabo omama futhi abalobaba ezindlini, kodwa abanye abobaba vele abaprovide. So yabona ukuthi i-group yabomama bona laba ikakhulu bona yibo aba-affecte kakhulu ngendaba zomkhonomi lezi esizikhangeleyo.
Mm-hmm.
So you find ukuthi like a lot of young women, angithi, they are not now doing a lot of unethical things so as just to put food on the table. They've become ama breadwinners as mulini zabo.
Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa sali wathi ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, angithi.
All right,
Zulu kandaba, that was Sali Mlambo, Mjare Msali Mlambo, nabo vane yatingati kwete chirongwa, but company ya wana shanda nayo inechinangwa chukubatira vechi biki nevanu kazi. Asi ndukunzo hondi ne mtereri, I have a listener ngilomla leo kona iti ngweni, kola mtereri, arupa chirongwa unge nayo kushe longbani. Arupa runare ndiani?
Hello.
Yes, Papa, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I want to report, ndiani arupa runare?
I'm going to go to the house. I think long ago, the issue of the Zimba, if I got there, Baba and my, I feel for one of the ones who are shifted. And I think that the economy, the gender based violence in the country, and the home of it as in Munich, the Mumbai, Sina, and the other economy, the Edo, Baba and my, Karsana. Bamba saya jenenge kananga shuba matone bopot.
Mhm. Saka imuruguti nyaema muruguti nyaema mirakaita upfumi wenyika ndiyo imwe iri kuita kuti vanhu anetsane mudzimba.
Yeah, ndizvo exactly.
Mhm. Saka ayo endrembe
based on political. Hello.
Ndirikunzwa endrembe rimko.
Yeah, and when I say political, what we build the political parties, Kanika Kufura and the Nankari posing the Maya, Fanga Tunganira, the Reforms of Soro, the Family, the Violence based on gender. Since gender is not all the Munroom, the Random Guard, the Kavakats are even on your team because of the political ground. Then in security sector, kata sa last week ni kizagaro wana maini peru wana mchini maharari mapulisa nguro wati yero anabu zota kuro wana saka that's a security gender based violence ya kundu na mani laika poti kutumi niga yedi ya Zimbabwe.
Ayu watakunza wa zaka naka mkoma kandai mazwenye upetira tupatapeza ne
mashoko wango ye upetira mbengo kuo kati garafeni mingi kai upeta kumi ekonomiki a country without violence.
Mm-hmm.
If you can work towards improving our economic, we can also reduce the gender-based violence based on the economic issue.
Aye, what happens? I expect that the school no pay in them. Chongwa ne kwa nesinas. All right, Zimbabwe Mutega was one of our callers usukuma yena use Zimbabwe uyasho ngempela uthi isimo somnotho kumele silungisiswe. If you fix the economy, uthi yena ubona ngani abantu won't be as frustrated, and then ingqabangxoza endlini emakhaya won't be as much. Lina lithini ngodaba lekhona egodwini +12024650318 WhatsApp, abafisa ungixhuma live ecingweni +12026192077. Now, early on when I introduced this program, I explained to you all ngalitshela ngempela ukuthi sikhangele ukunikeza amanye ama voices of abantu abesifazana across the African continent who are all explaining uthi bona what have they experienced when we're talking about udaba lwe gender based violence. So as we, let's head over to one of the videos lapho umuntu osifazana was explaining an ordeal what she had to go through in January, whereby there was civil arrest in the country and was born as a shower. Let's take a look.
Ma 12 tsusiku vakanoka kekutanga tinaudaira vachinoka kechi 2 tinaudaira sinokundainzwa kechi 3 vakazita zvourova dhoni kumbo sana pandakatarikidza ndi vanabvunza ndikati ndiani zvikanzifura dhoni ndakamuka ndakafura dhoni ndafura dhoni ndikaona ari masoja aripo 4. Saka pa 4 wavo wana akanditirarapa ndakarara pamubhedha ndarara wanobva achibva andikwira ndobva adzika mumwe wacho wechitundu bva auya bva andikwira vamwe avanga vakangomira vakabata futi vachibva kuda vachibva kwaenda vakangoti imi vanhu vasina varume ndinovatokutsvaka ndimbokuziva vanhu vaisa matombo marodhi ndikati aina hapana zvandirikumbozivawo ende pakaitika chiitwa ichi ndandiri munhu wekuti ndaingogara ndirimboswera ndiri mupi ndiri munomba mashoko avakakwanisa kungotaura handina ndiri munhu aingotya kuti kana ndikati ndiende kuwana kupolisi ndaingotya kungoti ndosvika kuye ndii ndakungonzi ndakutsvagirwa nyaya handina kukwanisa hangu kuenda munhu andakangokwanisa kuudzawo mwana warendrod wangu ndovandakangokwanisawo kuudza vanangotsvagawo mapiritsi ekunwa wangu panguva iyoyo
anga ari mapiritsi yaya
ngoti vamwe ndinogona kunge ndata kana utachiona kana chii zvongodzivirira mapiritsi anogesa kana mudumbu ndandakakwatisa.
Umwe wevanhukadzi who experienced the ordeal of going through these violations lapho kwaqhamuka ubudlwangudlwangu elizweni in January, where there was civil unrest and kwabhaxabulwa abantu, yena uthi ngempela wadlengulwa ngamabutho. Ayihe ngilo mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo asizweni ukuthi banokhona ecingweni. Khola Mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, unjani? Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Awebo, kanjani? Alikhuma lo mluleki mkaPamela.
Hawu, unjani mnumzana?
Hayi, ngiphile njani.
Hayi, siyaphila. Nanti udaba lukhona egudwini baba, asizweni umbono wakho.
Yebo baba. Angangilandele kahle indaba le, kodwa ke ngiyacabanga ukuthi ukuhlukumezana ezindlini asinto elungileyo. Asinto eyakhayo. At the same time, angeke sithola i-economy yiyo ekhozela all these things. No, that's not the case. Abantu bona kumele bazidiscipline, abantu kumele bazihlele kahle, hayi ukuthi babe under pressure because i-economy yiyo enika ama-challenges. It's not the case. Nengicabangayo ukuthi abantu abadlele kahle despite i-situation ekhona ezindlini.
Understand.
So understand mpela ukuthi abantu kule budlangudlangu abantu abaphathananga kahle. Kodwa ke ngingawuhlangana lo muntu wakho likhulile lonke, akumphathe umama njengomama, hhayi kumphatha njengomntwana. Not necessary, not important.
Kuqakathekile okungakanani ukuthi abanye, ikakhulukazi nxa sesixoxisana ngamadoda, sesixoxa njengamadoda, ukuthi abantu bazwisise ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuhlonipha amalungelo abantu abesifazana. Ngenxa yokuthi ngezinye isikhathi you hear amadoda besithi, hayi, indlela obegqoke, it's like she was inviting me ukuthi ngiyenze into engiyifunayo. How important is it ukuthi amadoda speak to each other to make sure ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi hayi, kumele sihloniphe amalungelo abantu abesifazane? No means no.
Uqakatheke kakhulu baba. Ukuze kube nenhlonipho langekhaya, ukuthi kusibahlonipho mama. Sibayenze njengabantu abakhulileyo, akubaphatha njengabantwana. Laba bantwana baphathwa nje ukubahla ubuhlakani. Kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi sibahloniphe, sibenze njengabanye bethu. Singabaphathi njengabantu bokuza, hhayi. Laba bantu baqakathekile ezimpilweni zethu, ngoba ngangelayo mama angeke kube ngumuntu emphakathini. You have to respect their rights and respect for being there for us as well, yeah.
Mhm. Hayi ngiyakuzwa. Mnumzana ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi kulungile baba siyabonga.
All right, respect the rights of women. That's the highlight of umlaleli wethu ushilo ngempela wathi just because of the economic situation that does give you any right whatsoever ukuthi kube lo bungqondlwangudlwangu endlini for there to be any form of violence against women in your household. Abantu abesifazana bayasho ngempela ukuthi wathinta umfazi wathinta imbokodo. Asizweni ukuthi abantu abesifazana bona bathini ngalombono. Salusa khona ecingweni.
Mhm.
Now you heard the gentleman there talking about the economy and so forth. Now we've highlighted how the state of the economy is a contributing factor. Earlier on we played a video of how a woman was I don't want to call a victim, people call them survivors, a survivor of political violence. Now, as we move forward, what are youth supposed to do in Zimbabwe to ensure that their peers are now being respected, especially abafana? What are they supposed to do to ensure that amalungelo abantu abesifazana ayahlonitshwa, abomama, abosisi?
At the beginning, mbona ingathi our government is getting it all wrong, right? Like Angela, that you highlighted, there's been videos circulating from last week and so forth of women being victimized, right? And they are being victimized by people who are supposed to be our protectors, right? So what we are saying is that if a policeman is going to victimize a woman, how is a young man or a boy supposed to respect a woman when the government deems it okay for a protector to be victimizing them?
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, ngombono wami, uhulumende wethu yena umele yena eqakathekise umuntu wesifazane. Nxa bengamqakathekisa, nxa sethina sesifundisa abantwana, whether sibafundisa ezikolo, kumbe ema-college, kumbe e-university, ukuthi umfazi umele ebe ngumuntu oqakathekiswayo, umele ebe ngumuntu obanjwa, ophathwa kahle, siyabe kuqalisele phezulu khonale. You know, much as it should also start in a family setup. Umntwana ongumfana singamkhulisa vele simtshela ukuthi usisuko akachaywa. Omunye unkazana vele awumelanga umchaye. Umele umphathe kahle. Angithi umele umbone eyi-equal partner yakho. Ya all equal, uyafanana. Angithi nxa esephuma esiya phandle laphana, umntwana uza respecta laye umntwana oyinkazana. But unfortunately, into enzakala kuma-family setup ethu amaningi ukuthi siqakathekise abafana kube sokubuya unkazana. Yes, ungathi sithi umuntu ngumfana ngithi bengulabanye laba abangelandaba abangamankazana. So at the end of the day, umfana yena ukhula eselengqondo zokuthi mina vele yimi o-special laba abalandaba. So even engahlukumeza inkazana ngithi uyabe kwazi ukuthi akulandaba, they will not be accountable for their actions ngoba vele yinto evunyelwayo ku-society. So singakwanisa ukuthi sitshintshe ama-mindset ona lawo ukuthi abantwana sibabambe bebancane ukuthi bekufundise ukuthi behle beqalise ukurespekta amankazana kumbe omama kumbe osisi babo labo ababakazi kuhamba kunjalo njani, kungasinceda phambili laphana.
All right, wathi ngikubamba umlomo sali ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi. All right. Catch them whilst they are young. Teach them whilst they are young. Those are the sentiments of Salim Lambo. Lithini ngodaba lukhona ekudwini. Mthwakazi omuhle sekusele 10 minutes kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Phinda emjirongwa. Thinzi oma ondrenyu. Asindukuzondine umo mthelela. Nawukanda omazwi akhe mabiri matatu. Ngatinzwe kuti ari kuti iko. Kola kola mthereri. Ndinomugamuchira emjirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Ndiani aripo parinari. Mbano connect ingweni.
Hallo vakuru vangu ndiva Gogodi. Nakadi.
Mati ndiwani vari parunare?
Va Gogode.
Aiwa mukoma Gogode zviri kufamba.
Ah zviri nani vakadi koko.
Ah ndizvo izvozvo muri kutifondera muri kupi va Gogode?
Ndisoni andi South Africa.
Ndimi ka muri munyika inenge yatonetsa panyaya iyo ye gender based violence.
Ndazvoni tsamana mangwena.
Mati tiudzewo ngatinzwe ka maondo renyu va Gogode.
asi maone rangu ndio kuti nyaya idzi gender violence idzi ndinoda kutenda Mwari ndinguva munhu womurume nechikonzero chokuti kubvira kumusha chaanguva yehondo iyeyo vaigona kunyatsa kuona kuti vanhu vechikadzi vanogona kungotorwa vachiita nyaya yatirwa achipuwa mugobudiriindandorana nacommunity ndandorana nacommunity chaasingadi wodzoka pamwe mangwana waakagara inga ini ndinorwadziwa zvikuru nemabati vandu wamadzimaii saka mabati vandu wamadzimai kuti nyaya iyi ipere hurumende inofanira kupindira kuti vaite mutemo wekuti madzimai abate zvakanaka plus nezvemapemberwo enyika vasabata madzimai zvisina kumira zvakanaka
asi vagogode ibasa rehurumende chete here kana kuti murume wese
ndati murume wese asi tikanyatsa kutarira izvozvo kubvira nguva yehondo vazhinji vaibatwa nevaitawo nezvematongerwo anenge akanika makomuridhi waya tobvapo touya kumudzinga umu vamwewo varume zvidhakwa kana zvadhakwa madzimai avapo kodzero dzavo dzakanaka tobvapo futi touya kuno kwandiri kunoku kunotinesei nezvikonzero zvinogona kuti ivowo madzimai zvimwewo zvinogona kutiwa kuti vanzarworo zvimwe zvacho ava mai tekero oitwawo mazuvano vamwe vanofamba ari mishwi chaiyo saka zvokonzera kuti munhu unogona kubata munhu iye asinga nechikonzero chomatekerwo munhu zvakafanira nokuba ini mukatiya moto yenyu yakangoshamapo munhu achiona kuti mune karedhio iye asina fumba yokuba asi unogona kungoona kungoti hwindo rinokunogona kungotora
aiwa takunzai zvakanaka vagogode tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma regai tipewo vamwe vateereri mukana wekuti vapindewo nawo muchirongwa handisi mudzoke next week mukoma wangu
ndinogara ndiripo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
vapasi ndakazokona kupinda nekutikupinda gaurwere kavati vagarwe anizii
aiwa musatye next time patinenge tinavo vagaure pachirongwa tichakufonderai handisi tinotenda so zuluka ndapata kwazi umnumzana ugogode ukwele South Africa uti uhulumende kumele asebenzise amandla wonke to make sure ukuthi amalungelo abantu abesifazana ahlonitshwe ngenxa yokuthi ngezinye iy'khathi sometimes it's the police sometimes it's the military who are busy violating amalungelo abantu abesifazana lithini ngodaba lukhona ekugudwini mthwakazi omuhle sesiyafika vele emaphethelweni nohlelo so we still have time for one or two more callers ngenani kuhlelo sizwe umbono wenu ngodaba lukhona ekugudwini let's go back to Salim Lambo sisalusa khona ecingweni
yengikwami
manzi wabagogode wachitaurawo maundiro avo tipewo maundiro enyu ndozangu kuti your organization makutotangawo zvirongwa zvenyu zve 16 days of activism against gender based violence mobva matiudzawo zvizere pamusoro pazvoizvozvo asi tangai matiudza maundiro enyu pamusoro pemaundiro avagogode
maonero echi
vagogode vangu vachitaurawo vachiti hurumende needs to start being more active needs to ensure ukuthi amalungelo abantu abesifazana ayahlonitshwa so could you speak to that and then on top of that leave it, you also tell us about e-campaign and your leave in there
okay I totally agree with yena umnuzana okade khuluma because you know we are talking about uhulumende omele you know etinte izinto elizweni lakhe angithi so the moment when the government fails to uphold the rights of the women of the women in their own country then it becomes questionable as to their genuineness towards the issue as a whole so we are appealing to the government that is the ministers the members of parliament and a whole lot of other people who can have influence towards government, right, to actually exacerbate on the need for the respect of women's rights, on the need to protect women and girls, on the need to know that a woman should be protected. Umfazi umele ebanje njengomuntu laye, not ukuthi sibone abafazi bebanje ingathi izinto ezingela ngcodo ku society. So sifuna ukuthi bona abalezihlalo lezi eziphezulu kakhulu bengaba yibo abadraft ama-policies ukuthi omama baza-protect-wa, singakuthakazelela kakhulu ngoba ngalesi sikhathi vele akucaci ukuthi i-government yethu imi ngaphi concerning indaba yabomama.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Qhubeka.
Okay, bemfuna ukuthi thina njenge organization aye platform for youth development, we have started on our campaign in the areas that we operate in, which is Chipinge. If you know Chipinge, you'd know that it's a very conservative area, very patriarchal, whereby we have a problem of women and girls not being respected, women and girls not being taken seriously, whose rights are always being suppressed at willy-nilly, you know. So we have started on our campaigns to try and sensitize the community to know that women are important. Women, they have value. They can actually assist in our communities economically, socially, or even politically as well. So that is what we are currently doing during this 16 days of activism. We are trying to alert our communities on the importance of a woman.
Now, Sally, unfortunately, time is wrapping up. Down to the last 5 minutes. So as we wrap up the conversation, could you tell our listeners where they can find more information, and those that are looking to participate in your campaign, how do they reach out to you guys and how do they partake?
Okay. We have a PYD page. They can always come to our page, which is Platform for Youth Development. They'll find us there on Facebook. We are also on Twitter. They can find us on Twitter as well. PYD is there as well on Twitter. Then they can always, you know, follow our threads and follow our conversations that we are having. We also have offices in Chipinge, in Chechechi. For those who are based in Chipinge, we have them by Chipinge Cross Point. They can always come there and we will, you know, we'll talk, and they can always attend our women's hearings. We have campaigns as well. We have galas, sports galas, drummers, everything. They can always find us there.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru muzvare mulambo nekuva nesu nhasi pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for the work that you're doing in the communities.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right, Zuluka Ndaba, that was Salim Lambo, yena ngomunye wabasakhulayo, who has a campaign running that is alongside the lines of what the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is doing. Now, as we wrap up earlier on, ngilitshelile Zuluka Ndaba ukuthi throughout the whole program, we're going to be giving you the voices of women across the African continent who are all speaking about their experiences, who are all speaking about what this campaign means to them. Throughout this time, kula bantu abadabuka kwele South Africa, abaphila kwele South Africa, vari kugara ku South Africa, vabopindawo muchirongwa, ndikavabvunza zvikuru sakuti chii chiri kuitika ku South Africa, nokuti ku South Africa there's been so many cases where vanhukadzi vari kuurawa, vanhukadzi vari kurohwa, vanhukadzi vari kupondwa. Mambopindawo nemiwo muchirongwa mukataura mukati ku Zimbabwe zviri kuitika zvekare. Just last week takaona mapurisa zvechokwadi video evidence iripo, vachirova vanhu pane vanhukadzi vakatorohwawo, umwe akatotyoka gumbo. Now let's head over to South Africa to see ukuti bona abantu besifazana, what exactly do they have to say about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence? Let's take a look.
We are not safe in the streets. We are not safe in the taxis. We are tired of men violating us, men talking to us as if we are their sexual objects. For me, it means it's now time for change. It's now time for a new South Africa, a South Africa where women are safe and free to go around and do what they want without feeling, without fear, without anything.
Kwele South Africa bayasho ukuthi hayi sisesikhathele hands taneta taneta, we're not objects to be treated that way. Mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanasi. Asi muri eZimbabwe, I just wanted to let you know kuti isu se Studio 7 sezvo December yakusvika page go aiwa nesiwo we feeling a little festive. Saka if you pay attention to our Facebook pages, if you pay attention to our websites, you're going to be hearing more about our giveaways as the time approaches. Pay attention to our Facebook pages, websites and more. Chakazo mwese Zimbabwe mwese tashuka kumagume chirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndinotenda munhu wese apinda muchirongwa nhasi, munhu wese anyora macomments anokoneka ine mufaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Bye bye.